Blog Talk Radio.
Legend has it that in the great storm of 1781, John Jameson lost the barrel of his beloved smooth whiskey. He said goodbye to the crew and went in after it. In hindsight, that probably wasn't a good idea. Weeks later, a funeral was held. All of Ireland was in attendance, including John Jameson and his smooth-tasting whiskey.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Peace and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I'd like to welcome or first start off by thanking all of my people who supported me from my opening night all the way to welcome any and all new callers on this night here. Thank you for joining our 3,568 presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. The number to call in is 516-453-9133. You press 1 to listen in or to speak to me directly. And I'm telling you, tonight's show is really, really going to be amazing, man. I've been doing a lot of pre-advertisement with these audio visuals. I have been speaking to people mouth to ear and just really, really promoting this one here, because I always wondered, what is it? And I'm talking about sexual energy, okay? Now, there's a lot of people who have different opinions and thoughts concerning sexual energy, and I'm not really talking about sex appeal. That's a whole another ordeal right there. When I say sexual energy, what is it that each individual, his or her, on the inside as individuals, what make us want to get to a point, and like I said, and throwing pre-advertisement and speaking mouth to mouth, this one here is adult and content. And I know I got a lot of people who like to have their children to listen to me. I'm going to do my best to be as clean as possible, but this one here is primarily for us responsible adults or consenting adults, if you feel what I'm talking about, especially with my special honored guests that I'm going to bring on shortly. I just want to do a brief introduction just to prepare y'all. Okay, before I bring my brother up here, I got to do part of what I like to call an advancement. Okay, I'm going to do half of my advancement right now when it comes to sexual energy. Sexual energy, like I say, to me, it's a divine gift by Mother Nature and Father Time, or if you're religious, it could be the Heavenly Father or whoever deity that you call on, right? They gave us a special gift. And what's so unique about this gift, especially, you know, when I speak about children of nature, and I'm definitely a child of nature here, right? When you look at the way that the masculine being and the feminine being is constructed, we are designed by nature, right, to go from an infant stage to childhood, teenage years, and at that time, a lot of people call it puberty, when we're starting to feel a certain arousal. We didn't really have earlier in our development, but I know, especially when I did, I speak for half of myself, and y'all press that one later on when I open up the lines for joint adventures, you know, and it all depends on how personal you want to get. I just want to say, in parentheses, what is it? What is it that makes us want to engage in such activity with another being? And, you know, not to be funny, a lot of people, and trust me, to me, that could be one of the safest ways nowadays. Sometimes you have to get down and relate to yourself, right? And you can love if you want to, but think about it. You got a lot of things is out here. So you got to be real, real choosy. Or choosy, I like to say, when you're thinking about going there with another human being or living being. Okay? So look, this is my brief introduction. And I've been waiting pretty much all month and all day to hear the good Dr. Olasky, the honeybee, is about to put on for, you know, with that sound therapy that he normally do for me for well over 6 years. So good doctor, what you got for me?
I've been looking at you all night.
Positive energy in order to help somebody else. So That's me in a nutshell. And then on the outer shell of that is a lot of people say, well, I'm very sexual. Yeah, I'm very sexual in my rights. I do. I'm very vocal, and I've always been vocal, and I'm going to continue to be vocal. I say what I want when I want to say it and how I say it. Whether you understand it or not, don't get mad because you don't understand it. It's designed that way for you to ask questions so you can learn. And that's the goal, to educate, to guide, lead and guide you in another direction in life instead of being held back by what you've been taught since you've been in the third grade.
Okay.
And that's me in a nutshell.
Outstanding, outstanding. And I know what you mean to me personally. And I know with one of the challenges that you faced a couple of months ago, this is why it's so special for me on a personal basis. It's special to us and our great company of WBNN. It's special with me being the host for well over 6 years of We Will Aware You. It's such an honor and a privilege for you to take, you know, time out of your busy life, man, to come on and co-host with me as we have an interaction on this subject here. Now let me put my little tidbit in before Hall of Fame four times bring us to another break of that powerful sound therapy, right? We as sexual beings, as the original mothers and fathers, makers and the owners of, as I like to say, Mission Planet Earth, we have no choice to be sexual because it was through us that all other beings had their origin. You get what I'm saying? And we were the first ones to do it. And we was actually, you know, multiplying, like the good book, and this is for my religious, you know, listeners. You know, the good book says be free, be fruitful and multiply. You get what I'm saying? We were supposed to do that. And, you know, another part of the good scripture, and this was after the flood, not talking about the, as I like to say, especially if you heard that last thing, thanks to our
Brother Haru.
Chinchilla Day. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, Brother Haru. Let me interject here for a second before we go further. I want the listening audience to understand, and they're going to use scripture to refute what I'm about to say. But the reality of this thing is the Divine Father gave us this power to open that door and to regulate that power. And the reality of this power that we've become so loose that we forget how to harness this power and the purpose of this power and energy. And I want to blame God, then I want to blame humanity too, because they're both responsible. Because listen to me very carefully. If God made Adam from the mud of the earth, and then he took the rib of Adam and made Eve, well, then he created the same amount of DNA, the same DNA. And I think if we delve deeper into the esoterics of it and we break it down all the way to its bare zero and one, which created two, esoterically, Adam and Eve destroyed the whole DNA and the bloodline of humanity and caused the door of this energy to be next to nil, and we fight every day throughout our livelihood trying to harness this energy, but we never fully 100% harness this sexual energy to do the right thing to pass this energy down. What we are doing is we're continuously passing down tainted energy, and we've become so comfortable with that tainted energy. We don't want to build and try to find the truth of that sexual energy. Yet, this sexual energy on TV, and they pervert it, and They want to do all this other stuff, and then they wonder why these human beings go out and rape little girls and sleep with little boys, and because the DNA is tainted. Our animalistic side of us has literally taken over and destroyed the door that we need to go through to make the sexual energy profitable for the entire world.
And that's my take, right?
Wow, that was absolutely amazing. I could have listened to earlier, I'm quite sure you got that. And I was like, hey, look, and the best thing about the age in which we're in is this, you know, for the people, this is live and direct for the people who are getting this, right? But it's also going to be stored, tabled, and documented and logged for you to go back and re-listen to it, okay? What we're going to do is, we're going to take another break of that powerful sound therapy brought to us by the good doctor himself, Hall of Fame four times, as I call him, DJ Honeybee Olasky. And when we come back, I want you, Mr. Boston, to share with the attentive listening audience some of your spoken word. And after that, I'm going to open the lines up early because a lot of people want to call in and chime in. So after you do your spoken word, when we come back, we're going to open it up for joint adventures, okay?
Said I wake up each morning, have some toast with eggs, trying to forget about you, baby, and the things we said. The lies you tell.
Because of you. Watching late night Letterman, with the porch light on, thinking maybe you could fly back to a happy home. But in all actuality, I'm kind of glad you're gone.
Because of you.
Well, all right. Now, welcome back, attentive listening audience. I want to take time before I bring my brother back out here is to send a special heartfelt shout-out to a group of individuals that I have, you know, the honor and pleasure of working with, company of Unify, and I'm talking about both Above Wing and Below Wing. Man, you know, the Magic Man, OG, as y'all call me, thank y'all so much, man, for, you know, making the workload so much easier to handle. Thank y'all so much for everything that y'all are, and thank y'all so much for taking time to tune in. It's now time for Joint Adventures. Now, I'm going to bring my brother up here. Remember on Joint Adventures, if you're listening online, you got to call the number and press 1 in order for the speak, okay, depending on your phone service. Otherwise, you can continue to listen online, but if you want to speak, you got to press that 1 and get in queue. So Joint Adventures is now open. So now, Mr. Boston, I want you to bless us with some of your spoken word, if you will, sir. And I'm going to put it on phone.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Brother Haru, this WBNN platform lets you bring out the best in you. And it makes you bring out the best in us all in a unified motion, whether it's emotional or not. But we have to thank Brother Owen. We have to thank Dr. Chinchilla. And we have to thank all the WBNN and the Beverly Nation team pulls this platform together. And when I say that from the bottom of my heart. So let me bless you. Let me bless your platform with something. My brain might click out, but it will be from that divine force that was given to us for tonight's show. So open your eyes. Breathe in the fresh dawn air, and with it, let the possibilities of this new night bring you the news of a new day. Did you even know I was the soul in your... Pay attention to these little moments of instant connection. Your spiritual half has been determined, and your mind and heart has determined. I read your book called Soul Cravings. I took my time to get to know you. I slowly fingered through each of your pages. Each page you were lurking there. More than a few times, I greeted you. I especially loved it when we were off to that secluded place where we ran upon the sand naked. Pleasures to snorkel inside your buff. You let me get close and personal to your shore. We were circling each other naked in the sand like some old barbarians in a mental, emotional, sexual duel. You were to see satisfaction when I made your tide go out as I sauntered along the crevice. I love the description of the journal in the last paragraph. Our island was very secluded. We were silent. Together still, my deep and peaceful murmur has swept you up again. We rolled alone in the sand for a bit, then I pushed deeper inside your cove, and as you sigh harder, bringing back stories on your beautiful, secluded sand, sun, and sea. The place was pretty damn nice inside, silky and super squirty wet. I possessed you in the missionary zeal.
You are a beautiful story involving love.
And you were born lingering on the naked line of dope as he sought her mouth with gentle hunger. The inscription reads,
there you are again.
My love that she drew upon her lover's imaginary in her own representation as we collaborated with nature.
You can't substitute physical presence.
Our love was a listening, blistering heat, and when we finished, he was happy to sit upon her.
And that's Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicles sitting here on the stage of WBN in the Gozy Time Entertainment. In peace.
Wow. I'm throwing it away. And, you know, why some of the, especially the feminizers out there, who's listening to your tone of voice and tuning in to what you said, right? You know, for them to, you know, take time to take a little break, you know, we men, you know, we can sit back and absorb what you just said there. But, you know, while they take a little break, you know, get themselves together. We got caller one in queue. So, you know, caller number one in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, it's Jerry Petito. I'm calling from New Jersey. I want to say hello to you boys.
We got to be on our best behavior. How you doing, international internet radio Hall of Fame and lifetime achiever and not once, not twice, but three times battle of the network stars winner, Jerry Petito.
How are you?
Oh man, I'm blessed and divinely favored. I appreciate you coming on and pressing that one.
So I just wanted to, like, say hello. I'm running my game as I'm talking to you guys. Mr. Boston, I'm so happy you're doing okay, sweetie.
Hey, you know, let me tell you something, Jerry. You know, you said Jerry Petito. I say Jerry, my potato chip, the newest thing on the market right now, crunching months. You know what I'm saying? I just had to just come out there and just tell you the honest to goodness truth of how I feel. I see that potato chip, that new one on the market, y'all. Y'all have to come out. Y'all really have to come out and listen to artists and catch one of her shows because she has some very pertinent topics that we should tune into, you know. So, yes, sir. That's Jerry Petito, ladies and gentlemen.
I know that's right. Awesome. I'm going to try to get her. She always get me. She always get me, so I'm going to do my best to get her, too, okay? She always put me on the spot. So let me see if I can do this right. First of all, congratulations, Jerry Petito, on such a heartfelt show that you had. Well-deserved. Like I said,
you know,
being with WBNN, there's a lot of shows that you have done. I mean, you interviewed me I don't know how many times. And I wouldn't be in the position where I am right now as an international internet radio Hall of Famer unanimously, as well as a lifetime achiever, without you doing your part to share the videos and really, really got my name out there. So thank you so much. Listen, attentive listening audience, the tone of voice you just heard, that feminine voice you just heard, is one of our greatest, one of the best to ever do it when it came to not just internet radio, but she also is an author. I want y'all to take time to not just purchase one, but two books, one for yourself and for another one. And she's going to tell you how you can go about doing that. Love you, Jerry.
Oh, thank you. So the title of my book, guys, I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd rather be a smart ass than a dumb ass. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Simon & Schuster's bookstore, Archway Publishing, bam, it's everywhere. Or you can go to my website, www.jerrypetito.com. Thank you, Hooney.
Always.
I thought you, wait a minute, I thought you fell out in the spirit, man. Come on, man, get your life right.
Hey, look, it's hard not to. You know me. I catch the ghost holy in a minute here. Okay. But anyway, Jerry, how do you feel about sexual energy? I know that, you know, you got your grandchildren, whatever. Now, you probably want to keep it clean. But, you know, I don't feel like it's nasty as, you know, a lot of people try to make it to be. Or is it human beings and living beings, what they actually do or the ways in which they do it, that can be nasty or perverted? What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so sexual energy, first of all, is natural. We have to have it. We were born with it. Okay? But we don't have to exploit it, and we don't have to make it nasty. So, you know, things have really changed over the years for all of us, right? I mean, like what we've grown up seeing, you know, behind closed doors or out on the streets, things have changed drastically. So I never thought I'd ever say this to myself even, that I've become a little more old-fashioned. I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would ever be able to say that as a human being. But I think it's because of everything that's out there that's too risque, crazy. And I'm not just talking about, you know, I'm not a prude, believe me. So, but sexual energy could be beautiful and amazing and incredible because we were born with it. And it's something every human has. Right? So just keep it clean.
I love what you said. I love what you said. And that's the good thing about, you know, I like to call it joint adventures, where you pressed that one and came on and you spoke your piece. Thank you so much. Love you with the heart and soul of me. And what I don't know about you, Jerry, are you enjoying the sound therapy that the good doctor's putting down tonight? Do you guys sound like Marvin Gaye reincarnated? How do you feel about that there?
Wait, I'm sorry. I honestly didn't catch that last part.
The soundtrack of our lives that the good doctor, the Hall of Fame four times, is playing. The gentleman that he's playing, he sounds so much. He sounds so much like the late, great Marvin Gaye. Don't he?
Marvin Gaye. Amazing. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
He sounds just like Clay, though.
And he's young. He's so young.
And just for you, I'm not going to do it now at the close of the show. The Ebony Elvis supposed to make a very special guest appearance. I don't know when he's going to show up. He already tapped me on the shoulder and sent me a text message that he's going to show up sometime before the night's over. Okay, but anyway, again, love you with me.
Wait, please, can I tell everyone who my next guest is?
Oh, yeah, of course.
But this is really cool, guys, or I wouldn't care. You know what I mean. So 4 weeks from this past Tuesday, because I'm on the same week as Hooney, is Donnie Most from Happy Days, Ralph Mouth. He's my guest. Okay, guys? Love you guys.
I love you, too. All right. So, good doctor, I'm feeling a little sick here. I need some of that sound therapy. Is there something that you can put on that can help me feel a little bit better, sir?
touching on your body.
Touching.
Girl, you're out the sight. Give it to me now. Let me feel the sweat. It's dripping off my face. Nothing. No fears,
oh,
no regrets.
The way you move.
Force of sexual intercourse.
to allow me to clarify this energy force. Sensual energy is that energy seeded into us as an energy to maintain humanity at all times as a whole. Sexual energy is the connection to our souls and the higher level of life. It is the imprint of creative energy of consciousness and the map of our souls. When you are tuned in to this energy concept, we are elevated into our higher places. Yet overstand and understand that the sexual energy is bold, expansive. Upon cultivation, it is a consciousness that be in, that requires to be the center of an attention that expands outwardly 360 between two people to attain a healthy balance with relationships. I want to get your mind to wrap around and understand around the concept of sexual energy. You must understand and understand that the difference between love and sex is this. Love is spiritual. Love is chemistry. Yet, this thing we call sex is biological and physics. This energy should never be used for just a physical purpose. At least you can't use it physical with me. It should always be used for growth, connection, education, and forward. But to be in tune with your whole self, your inner self, you must understand how to show this energy emotionally and spiritually. With you and your significant other, the spiritual, emotional, know thyself to be true is the creative trinity of showing and sharing this energy equally. And that's Mr. Boston from WBNN and the Boston Chronicle. In peace.
Man, another outstanding blessing of the divine blessing by the one and only trustee Mr. Boston Saunders. And speaking about sexual energy, again, this is John Adventure, so I know that you want to chime in on this particular subject. You're more than welcome. Trust me, everybody, each individual, have their own thoughts concerning sexual energy, so we welcome you. So just press that one. And matter of fact, Mr. Boston, we have another caller in queue. So the next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Peace, 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 y'all. This is Jetty. 8-track, the Soul Genius Shampoo on WBNN and Beverly Nation. How you gentlemen doing this evening?
Hey, listen to family favorite, Almighty Jetty. Thank you so much for pressing that one, family. What are your thoughts concerning and being as creative as you are, a real soul brother, another brother from the motherland like I am? Right. How do you feel towards, or what are your thoughts pertaining to sexual energy?
Well, you know, in my understanding of the light, you know, sexual energy derives from the life force. You know, it's just a different way of interpreting and expressing what life force energy really is. Life force being your soul, your spirit, you know, the energizer to the battery, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? One of my favorite albums of all time, Lupe Fiasco, Tetsuo and Youth. You know, he has a record on there called La Petite Mort. And in French, that means the little death. And the little death is regarded as, you know, when a man ejaculates. Every time a man ejaculates, that life force leaves him. That's a little bit of death that we accept into our lives. So, you know, it's like whenever we ejaculate to procreate, it's like us putting our legacy out there because we're getting that much closer to death. You know what I'm saying? That understanding. So sexual energy is tied to life force. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, you could pursue pleasure. You could pursue, you know what I mean, just wanton pleasures and things of that nature that allow for you to be able to experience things in the now. And, you know, with free will, we have every right to do that. Or you can aspire for something a lot more. You can aspire for a spiritual, a more founded connection, a more substantial connection that will last beyond years we inhabit our fleshly forms. You know what I'm saying?
Excellent. Excellent the way that you put that. Hey, before you go, let your tenants listening audience know how they can be supportive of you as well.
Well, as for me, you know, the next episode of Soul Genius Shampoo will be airing November 2nd at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, only on WBNN, Beverly Nation, Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? But as far as what we're talking about here with the great Huni Bakatun, you know what I'm saying? Respect to Mr. Boston of Boston Chronicles, you know what I'm saying? I just need to send my love to y'all. We're going to keep it focused on sexual energy. As for me, I have to focus on my own energy as being a daddy because, you know what I mean? I got to get on and hold it down as far as the fort is, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that baby girl going to stay sleep. How she going to stay asleep so that my wife could do her work and I could do my work late into the wee hours and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Grown man energy as far as that. But just know that y'all have my support. Y'all got my love. Brother O, Dr. Brother O, you keep on doing y'all thing. Y'all gentlemen keep on aspiring to greater things with this network here right now. You dig?
I appreciate you. Buffy, appreciate you. So, attentive listening audience, I don't know about y'all, Mr. Boston. You know, I'm still feeling a little better, but I can do so much better when the good doctor put on some more of that sound therapy. So what you got for us this time here?
Yeah. Hey, DeMarco, can you, you see that girl over there standing by the bar? Tell her to come here. I want her love. Excuse me, Miss Lady, what's your name? Mama told me let me buy a drink. Ooh. You can never see you with me right here, baby, what you think? baby, I just need your love, sugar. I need that rooty, tooty, fresh and fruity, you know. Baby, I'll take all the love I can get from you, baby. You know, springtime, summertime, wintertime, fall. You know, it doesn't matter, I'll take it all. Don't get me wrong.
Wrong, though, you know.
I'll take your love in the springtime.
Wow, welcome back again to We Will Award You, attentive listening audience, as we speak about sexual energy, along with my very special co-host, honored co-host, Jeffrey Mr. Boston Saunders. We have another caller in queue. For the next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Call you live on the air. There we go.
Calling from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, nephew.
You
got you
doing,
food.
Huh?
What's going on? What's going on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nothing much. Antonio
Man.
Turner here. I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, you know, we work together, man, but what are your thoughts? I don't know if you're working off the clock right now, but thank you so much for pressing that one. Hey, how do you feel about the word sexual energy?
Man, you know, It's like a gift and a curse all in one. Our sexual energy, I feel like sexual energy can affect our mental health. It can affect our physical health, financial health, everything. It just, as men and as a man, I just feel like sexual energy is one of the main driving things in men.
Man, that is right on point, man. That is right on point. And I'm going to say to you and the rest of the attentive audience, I know you know, and I want to say openly, man, to all of my attentive listening audience, my nephew that you're listening to right now is also a phenomenal professional recording artist himself, as well as into sports, which I'm going to bring him back, and we're going to have some one-on-one interviews sometime later. But congratulations to the newborn son that you just had a little while ago, man. I know you're a proud father. Your aunt is so proud of you, man, and I know all of the ancestors are smiling down from the terrestrial man.
Yes,
who was that? Who was that? That was him?
Man, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
One more time. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Now, I was just saying, you know, congratulations to you on the birth of your son. And that sexual energy in its highest form is we have the power to create another life, man. And thank you so much. I was saying I'm going to bring you back because you're a phenomenal recording artist yourself. So I'm going to definitely bring you back in the future. So, you know, we'll get together on that when we see each other in person, okay?
Yes, sir, most definitely. And like you said, I appreciate you. I definitely appreciate your love and wishes on my little one. And like you said, sexual energy did have a lot to do with that. You know, whether we're using it, you know, as positivity or negativity, it's definitely something that we can benefit from and use in the right way.
I totally agree. Thank you again for pressing that one, Dan. Again, we're going to open the lines again back up for joint adventures. But, look, Mr. Boston, I know you are phenomenal, man. Do you have anything else you want to share with us as we continue to speak about tonight's subject?
You know, boy, this is a very upper-level conversation to have. You know, to me, it's, I pray that it do some good to somebody who's out of this loop, to somebody who has never, has who has experienced the outburst in the use of sexual energy but don't know what it is, you know, to study, listen to the points being made. Elevate your mind. Open your mind to elevate it to that upper level of who you are and who you need to be. Because if you're just sitting back and you're just using your sexual energy for physical gain, you're losing on the other plane of life, you know. So I will say that for this segment right now. But let me, I'm going to give you a piece of poem that is an educational piece. And it has to do with everything about sexual energy and spiritual transmutation and transfer. Okay. So let me go inside my vault, inside my head, and try to educate you on sexual energy. From him he ascends into her ages of time, sharing access to each other's embodiments and into each other's environment, the first steps into their nucleus of the coming spiritual transfer, bringing with her feminine creation, ethers reach two celestial bodies, conscious to the soul of their mind. An act of proximity and spiritual connection. And within her, he planted the gift of reproductivity. And within the walls of her womb, she becomes, and she says, I am able to contribute to the reproduction of humanity. But their unity of aware consciousness entwined sacred creative spiritual transfer. There the significant power in the existence of masculine, feminine. For they were created as the greatest gift from God that man has ever seen. And endowed with the beautiful qualities deepens their consistency of feminine, masculine, the third eye, with the continuity of spiritual maturation. And the third eye intellectual allows us and them to connect with their creator while transferring to the realm of spirituality, because religion was formulated by man to deceive man, but spirituality is the truth that we should all strive to seek and fully understand. Transferring the mental, emotional, spiritual, material thing into spiritual essence of spiritual transfer, consciously. We are the epitome of this evidence. The spirit who inhabits her animates us all. For the truth can never be tarnished, because it allows us to see. The universe holds all the evidence that we need to know in regards to spirituality. It is up to us to unlearn what we were taught so we fully learn and accept the truth of what was, what is, and what will be. In peace. And that's Mr. Boston from the Boston Club.
Again, outstanding. Outstanding. Another outstanding spoken word by a living legend, I tell you. feel so blessed and honored for you to be in with us tonight here on We Will Aware You. Look, we're going to take another break and come back. So Hall of Fame four times. The good doctor, put on some more of that sound therapy for us.
DJ, go ahead and play this for me. Yeah, baby. Come here. See, I like this. Something just for us to slow dance to. Come on. Come here, darling. Come and dance with me. I wanna know how it feels to slow dance. Wrap your arms around my neck, and I'll place mine on your side. Baby, we can slow dance to the end of the night. Baby, let's slow dance. Baby, let's slow dance like it's our last dance. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm telling you, I am really, really blown away by the Sound Therapeutic selections. This masterpiece that the good Dr. Hall of Fame four times is giving us the soundtrack of our lives. Wow. Featuring October London. Man, this guy's definitely destined for greatness. Anyway, again, welcome back, attentive listening audience. And we're speaking about sexual energy. Now, I have my thoughts I want to add in right quick. Now, Mr. Boston, I got a special thing to say to you. I got a message from our angel, Ava Holly, who's getting her rest on, man, but she sends her love and her support as always. She's definitely an angel.
Oh,
a lot of people
God.
Listening who don't know that Ava is another one of our phenomenal broadcasters here at our great company of WBNN. So she just sent me a text to make sure that I said those words, that she sends her love and divine support, okay?
Mm. Thank you. Thank you. Tell her I said thank you. I'm sending that love right back to her 100% to uplift her and elevate her to another higher level and make her heart pump that needed substance that elevates and elevates her brain to another cycle of life.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Okay, so look, we have another caller in queue. The next caller in queue, state your name where you're calling from, please.
Hello, this is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Yes, I hear you loud and clear, but the proper introduction, not to take anything away from you. I know you're a woman of God, but you are also the newly International Radio Hall of Fame elect, our most recent entry. I give thanks and divine love for you. Congratulations on the show that you had last night. You know, as always, when your show ends, mine begins. So thank you so much. Hey, how do you feel about sexual energy?
So I was sitting here. I was listening to the other host that came on 8-Track, and he made a valid point. And then I sit here some more, and I listen to you guys, and I listen to the poem, and I got a poem, and this is what I think about it. Can I share my poem?
Of course you can.
Okay. So in realms of the spirit, where the souls unite, at the sacred core, where darkness takes flight, there lies a force profound and bright, a dance between bodies, a sensual light. Merging the physical and delicate planes, sexual energy, the soul's blissful flames, transcending various, it breaks the chain, igniting the spirit, passionate strains between the carnal desires and the spiritual quest. A delicate balance where passion nests. A divine union unfolds. Intimacy manifests. A sacred connection where the spirit accepts. A temple of pleasure where God resides. Sexual energy, a holy guide. Breathing a divine light into soul's ties. Awakening the spirit, no longer denied. And that's that piece.
Wow. International Internet Radio Hall of Fame elect. I'm telling you, you just came up here and set it off. Man, I'm sitting here. I thought I done broke out in a cold sweat. Man, Mr. Boston. Did you hear what the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame elect just came up here and dropped?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here listening at
as I'm listening, and I'm, you know, when I'm listening, especially when it comes to one of our own, I always reach out to the vibration that that person is sending, you know. And this lady, of course, it's WBNN on the introduced into our Hall of Fame. And her energy is like a lightning that is, oh, my God, like a lightning that wants to show you the way and will show you the way if you spend the time relaxing into your own spirit and allow your energy to flow out. And it would reach out and grab you by the hand and walk you to the energy sanctuary or where we need to be. And I'm going to show you, Brother Haru, I'm going to show you. I want to give you this lesson. I want to give the listening audience this lesson, because when I say a lesson, it is a lesson, and it has to do with opposites, opposite energies that can never produce anything because they fight against the principles of why they are here. Okay, so the piece is called Adam's Battle with Humanity. I need y'all to listen to this very carefully. Some of y'all going to be mad. Some of this is going to breach what you've been taught over the years you've been on this earth. And I don't care if you get mad or not. You just have to be mad. Because once you get mad, you're not going to receive this energy in the first place. Okay. You see, the turn of Adam's self-war from within, as a materialistic, listen what I said, materialistic tries to reduce mind to matter. Idealistic tries to reduce matter to mind. Only if we could escape this hysterical cacophony of culture to develop a more, hear what I said, to develop a more authentic, unbiased worldview. What is the battle within himself, born out of self-hate in a conscious, unconscious magnitude? Could it be? Listen carefully. Could it be when Adam was created, he was created under the tree of apprehension? This stirs a catalyzation of an ordinary state of consciousness. Could that have been materialism representing an astonishing failure of the human intellect to see what is right, what is wrong, as we challenge ourselves to what is right and wrong, and we keep flipping ourselves into the dungeons of unconsciousness. And we fall fast asleep in the relaxed state of mind, and when we awaken from that dark place, we find opposite, and we adhere to it like glue. And we lead and follow like the sheep of the church. They listen to sound as they graze through the vast openness of knowledge without picking up one inch of reality. And so we step into the minds of those sleepwalkers and we try to awaken them, only to prevail in a negative purpose. And here we go, time and time again, trying to unlearn the third grade teachings and bring you into awakeness. But we continue to pair with the televisions that weaken our mindsets and destroy our human genome. There is one step that we as human beings must take. We must learn that we must step into the organism of the cosmos. And so we have the problem with Adam. He is in a battle with himself because he tries to calm the sexual energy that he fights to get. In peace. From WBN.
Wow. Again, I am blown away. I'm really, really not just enjoying the energy, but I'm feeling the sexual energy and divine energy for everyone who's tuning in throughout all of the world tonight. Now, newly International Internet Radio Hall of Fame elect,
Dr.
Angela Thomas, how do you feel? How do you feel about what you heard? And thank you so much for sharing that. I feel I'm proud of her and a proud campaign manager for you. And you know, like I say, you did it. You earned it. All of us love you. We support you. Hey, let We Will Aware You, attentive listening audience, know how they can be supportive of you and your endeavors before you go.
Okay. So, you know, I have my hands in a whole lot. I tell you, Brother O, again, I can't thank you enough because he not only lit a fire under me as far as broadcasting is concerned, but he just lit a fire under me as far as life is concerned. Sometime, y'all remember when I first came on to the network, I used to say this thing called life, and there was something that I said all the time because I wanted people to understand that it was more to life than just being here, that we had to be a part of this and not just let life be happening around us and we just living. So we got to learn how to love more. Strange that you say that we talking about sexual energy and spirituality and things like that, because we are spiritual beings. We got to understand that. We get so caught up in everything else. But I'm just glad to be a part of this tonight. I'm just glad to be a part of this network. I'm all over the place. Again, I am here every 4 weeks on Wednesday night. So I was on last night. If you missed it, you missed a wonderful show. Of course, we talked about domestic violence because I am a domestic violence survivor. I was shot point blank range with a sawed off shotgun. I shouldn't be here. But God gave me a second chance. And just as he gave me a second chance, I can't sit down on those things that he's called me to. And that is to be the change that I desire to see in this world. Again, I got my hands in a lot. I am the co-founder of the Free Texas Campaign. Where I'm trying to bring some light on the things that's going wrong in the state of Texas because the government has failed those inmates there. And I'm trying to bring some light to that. So y'all support the things that I'm doing. Follow me if you're on social media. You can look me up, Linktree, Queen of Collaborations. Of course, I am Queen of Collaborations on most platforms. Again, Brother O, thank you for this opportunity to be a part of this amazing network and this amazing family of hosts. I tell you, it's not just us coming on here talking. We truly are a family. We support each other. We may not support like we should, but we do support each other. And I tell you, I am so honored to be a part of this network and to be doing the things that I'm doing. Thank you. And I'm just happy about being elected. I tell you, it speaks volumes for Brother O and just how I've grown. But I love you guys, and guess what? Ain't nothing y'all can do about it. Y'all have a great night, and Hooney, thank you, because I know I've been talking. I got to go. I'm country. I'll be talking all night. But I love y'all. Thank you.
Well, first of all, before I go there, you know what I mean, to celebrate Hooney Bakatoon, who's already a lifetime achiever, our elect Angela Thomas-Smith, and the wonder that is spoken word, Mr. Boston. I got to play this song because it's in my spirit for all you guys. It's dedicated to you, you, and especially you, A. Jackson.
The Drum Major Instinct.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. village will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual. Free at last, free at last.
Wow. Once again, that was amazing. Welcome back, attentive listening audience. We're coming down to the wire now as we are doing this advancement on sexual energy. Now, check this out. We still have a little time left before I get the final thoughts from my special honored guest, a co-host of mine, Mr. Mr. Boston Saunders. But again, for everyone who's pressing that one to come on before the show ends, you only have 3 minutes. So get your thoughts together and try to speak on the heart of the matter within the alluded time. Again, you only have 3 minutes because you got to be respectful to so many callers who's trying to get through. So having said that, next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
The dynamic duo of Huni Bakatun and Mr. Boston, how are you guys doing this evening?
Not bad. I feel so honored that the International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, I mean, the camera friendly, so many different things that you are, especially for us in our world at WDNN and the rest of our world, Mr. Ted Strength. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I love this topic. You two are a force to be reckoned with. Mr. Boston doing his thing as usual. Huni, you know how I feel about you and crew. So y'all definitely a dynamic duo. But I know you don't have much time, so I just want to talk about sexual energy for a second and give my 2 cents on that. The great Napoleon Hill talked about sexual transmutation, and he says the people of great achievement have learned the art of sexual transmutation. They can transfer their sexual energy to other pursuits like their professions. Sex drive is one of the most potent forces that we as humans have access to. That chapter 13 in that book of Napoleon Hill, they talked about sexual transmutation and how to use it. Sexual energy is very powerful. It's how we all get here. It's how we all incarnate. We all get here through the act. And certainly it's an exchange of energy because we are all energy. And so for many of us, we just need to be careful who we are transmuting with. Many of us use it for a lot of reasons. We use it for avoidance. We use it to deal with stuff that is undesirable. We use it to express love. It's used for a lot of reasons. But the one thing that sex does or sexual energy is how we get back to heaven. It gives us a slice of heaven. We want to go back home. You know, we want to go back home as souls. And so we can do that through sex. But it's much more complex than that. So I just want to give my 2 cents on that. And remember, you know, there are many expressions of love down here in this realm. There are many expressions of it, but we are all energy, and it's a transmutation of energy. So that's just my 2 cents. Love you guys. Thanks for the show. Outstanding show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for blessing us, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame enshrinee, Mr. Ted Strength. He's the host. Know Your Rights. Definitely take time and look him up and tune into him. He's one of the many that take time to do a visual, not just audio visual, but he takes time to video live. And I'm telling you, the camera loves our soul brother. I'm very proud of him, and keep raising the bar and being everything that you are. So my special honored guest, for me to say to you, matter of fact, I hold those final thoughts at the end. I want you to say your final thoughts pertaining to sexual energy. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring the good doctor on, and then I come on with the other part of the advancement that I'm speaking about, sexual energy. Okay, so hit us with your final thoughts, sir.
Me? Me?
Yes,
hello,
me.
Okay, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. this shit we're talking about is not hard. It is a design simplicity. And we have to use our intellect and our will and the power of this word and the powers of our spirituality to correct what has happened to us from time gone by to present time. And we keep making this thing masturbate us into stupidity. And we need not be masturbated like that in by a controlled element that has nothing to do with our life and everything to do with our spiritual energy that builds us and grows us and takes us to these places where we can understand who we are, and step into the realm of know thyself to be true. Because once you step on that level of knowing myself to be true, then you have truly elevated to the next phase of touching God's face. See, I'm going to tell you something. Female sexual energy, let me give you something. See, every time a woman produces a baby and she brings that baby into the world down the birth canal, do you know that she is at her closest point with God at that moment? A lot of people don't understand that. When a woman is producing and having her baby as it comes down the birth canal, close she is to God. And those are my final thoughts.
Man, I feel so blessed and honored for you to take time out of your busy schedule to come on and co-host and just do what you do so naturally. You are a true divine gift sent down from the celestial beings down here for the terrestrial beings. And again, to be able to just listen, to absorb, to tune into what you are offering. And I'm telling you, I was hooked from the very first time I actually heard. And to be able to read, you see, what's so unique? What makes you unique is you take time to actually put it in print as well. So, I mean, you got, like, all synonyms that's blazing at the same time. So thank you so much. So without no further ado, I want to sit back and bring on the good doctor himself. Just got a message from Tiana. I don't know if we have enough time, who's another phenomenal host as well. But I know that we're kind of pressing for time. So Hall of Fame, four times, if you will, it's Ngozi time.
I'm on top of the world, baby.
Hey, 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 hey. And, of course, October London brought this soundtrack to all of you tonight, and I'm so proud of the young prodigy. You know, in his early 20s, man, bringing back, they call it old soul if you go onto Wikipedia, but it's just soul. No such thing as old or new. It's just existing. And that's what we do right here. And my, you know, majesty of doing these ones and twos for you on a constant basis for every one of our hosts every night. And, of course, shout out to the great doctor, Cecilia Janicia, who has been listening tonight, and I really appreciate her. And of course, Tiana Speaks, the 2023 Lenny Nielsen Year of WBNN. I love you as well. And of course, tonight, more can I say to Mr. Boston. He is a legend. Been doing this before we've been doing this, man. You talk about 2010, 2011, you know, amazing man. You know what I mean? More than decades long of excellence. And I love him. Oh, so much. And, of course, I love the Matchman Haru, the wonderful lifetime achiever to the International and the Radio Hall of Fame, on his 94th all-time connection record at WBNN, second all-time in the only Hall of Champions. And what a wonderful way to bring him into prominence tonight with the Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. Love him. Great show and great content by the Magic Man Haru. Tomorrow night, we come right back on this network with the young lady that is true and dear to all of our hearts. And her name is Tiana Speaks. This young lady hosts two shows. You know, a wonderful young lady. Tomorrow night, the principal show is going to be the wonderful Power of Her Thoughts right here. 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only W Nation, WBNN, as advertised to in Gozi Time, Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, Ola WMLA, and Gozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ole day lay that and goes to mymail.com. And I am Father's favorite producer, Ola WMLA, and Gozi, the good doctor, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio to support us on a constant basis. And now back to the wonderful and outstanding 2018 and 2020 WBNN Overall Host of the Year, the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Enshrining, and most importantly, the Lifetime Achiever of the same academy, the outstanding and wonderful Huni Bach Atun. I said what I said.
Wow. All praises due to all in all. What I'm going to take time to do is, as much as I enjoyed tonight's advancement, especially with my special honored co-host, Mr. Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Saunders, I thank you, and I thank the attentive listening audience for tuning in tonight. Now, the other part of the advancement. When I listened to the soundtrack of our lives that was provided by the good doctor himself, nothing that he played tonight would incite a riot or to make you want to go out and commit some type of hideous act. When I did my best to offer sound therapy to our beautiful world as we know it, I always used to say, especially at the beginning, I said, you know what's so unique about the music of yesterday as opposed to the music that's being plastered all over the airwaves today? Yeah, we are very, very strong sexual beings, especially I know I am, as a child of nature. You know, it's one of the most beautiful divine gifts, as it was given to me by my mother, the undisputed bare-knuckle prize fighter, and my father, the retired Vietnam veteran. I dedicate this show to you. You got a birthday coming up, October 22nd. I love and miss you. It's almost been a year. So the 22nd, wow, you know, what can I say? I am one of those beings that was created in a state of love, unlike a lot of people that's been procreated in a state of convenience. Here's the difference. Taking it back to the old school to bring it to a close. The sound therapeutic selections that was being orchestrated and written back in the days, especially during a period of time a couple would argue back and forth. And what was so unique about it, all in all, would have a way that they could turn on the radio or turn on the TV or whatever back in the day, and you'll hear something like this. So tell me what's wrong with you now. Tell me why I never seem to make you happy. But heaven knows I try. You say it's me, say it's you. We have got to get together, or baby, we're through. We did some serious making up back then. And I'm telling you, if we take the time to get back to that state of love and do the things that not only made us great as the original people of this planet Earth, as well as all people, we got to get back to a state of love, because if you're not satisfied, and I'm definitely not satisfied, with the state of our beautiful world, where so many things that's being blasted through mass media, get back to love. And that's the ulterior message I wanted to share when you speak about sexual energy. Sexual energy is divine. It makes us move inside. It makes us want to get up and do something. And if possible, one of the greatest miracles that we can do is to come together and create another life. As always, a gift to all and all who's in all, through all, above, and in compassion all. And on that note, we will aware you. We'll be back 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement. Thank you.
Alabama.